Good morning, sunshine. Good morning. How are ya? I wanted to come back and share about my experience at the solar eclipse. And I know that the last episode that I had posted was a few weeks ago about the solar eclipse. I was there before it all happened, and I wanted to come back and just share the ways that we believe, you know, like I always say, God shows up in ways that makes sense only to maybe you. But the reason I want to share all of this is because I want you to look for these things in your life as well, these signs, to show maybe direction, to show you that you're on the right track, to show you something that you need to hear. So for us, it was that. It was something that we needed to hear in a way that God was saying, pay attention, pay attention, look and hear, feel it, listen. And just like I shared in the last episode about finding that book, the same thing. It's like a leading, it's a calling, it's a drawing. So when we went up to watch the solar eclipse, we were in some way expecting to hear something, answers or whatever. In that mindset, we were already kind of like, okay, let's see what shows up. There were times that we just were just there for the ride. We weren't looking deeper into anything. But sometimes we would. We would say, hey, what does that mean? Or, hey, there's a song playing on the radio. Oh, does that mean anything? There's this or that. So it wasn't like all the time we were like looking for these signs, but we could tell like there was something there. But again, most of the time it was just a road trip up to watch the solar eclipse, which was phenomenal and amazing. And it was like, if you ever have a chance to experience it for yourself in your lifetime, in this lifetime, go to a place where you will experience the 100% totality. People would say, or do say that if you are anything less than that, right? If it's 99%, you're not going to experience much. So that's where I'm going to leave it. Now, what I want to share today is when we got back, is when we sat down and we started talking about our trip and talking about what we experienced, talking about what we felt, and what are the things that we received from this? Like, were there signs in that? Okay. Now for me, it was the whole thing of a specific city. So when we got to Anna, one of the first things we saw was it said a sign that said, spend time in Anna. Now, again, I've shared this with you about how Anna from the Bible was a woman who saw the first appearance of Jesus Christ coming in as a baby into the synagogue, into the temple. And Anna is written, it's just a verse in the Bible where she was a woman who day and night would sit in prayer, waiting basically for the revelation of the Messiah. So I remember hearing in my spirit, Anna. And I was like, what am I supposed to be like Anna? Right? Like, God, what am I supposed to be like Anna? Like sitting in the presence and hearing in the spirit. I believe, yes, there's a part of that as well. But also, I feel that I am also a support to my husband And a lot of what I do here is for him, but also for our family. So I feel like I've been in that place of hearing for our family, but also for my husband in his ventures and in his way of doing business and things like that. And I'll share that with him, you know, all the time. I'm like, hey, honey, this is what I feel. What do you think? And then he's like, oh, yeah, let me think about that. And yes, I agree or whatever, disagree. So when I saw Anna pop up, I saw the 4 minutes, 4 seconds, the number 4 has been significant to me. And as well as this past year for us as a family has been a significant number. So we were like, we're going. All right. So when we got to Illinois, actually we stayed right outside of Illinois. We stayed in, right outside of Nashville, between Nashville and our town that we went to, between Nashville and Anna. I can't remember the name now. Oh my gosh. I forgot. Clarksville. Yes, that's it. Clarksville, Tennessee is where we stayed the night. So when we started heading back up to see the eclipse, we were driving and we had to go to the bathroom, as you always do on a road trip. And we missed the rest area, so we had to go stop at a place, which happened to be called Metropolis. And I remember when I was doing my research on this town, Anna, I saw something about Metropolis where it had like the biggest, the largest Superman statue. I didn't say anything to Donnie because I didn't want to get sidetracked on our trip. I'm like, I don't want to just make this whole visit into this other random town and all of that. Well, I didn't say anything. Like I said, we missed the rest area. So guess what? My husband's like, let me just pull into this town, which happened to be, right, Metropolis. So when that happened, I didn't say anything still. I'm like, sorry about that. I'm sitting in my car recording this, and there's just a lot of, I don't know, there's a bus, school bus, picking up some kids. And I, I didn't say anything. But as he was pulling into, like, to make the right turn to go to the bathroom area, there was actually a bathroom that we're going to go to. And he's like, what? There's the largest Superman statue. What is that? I'm like, he's like, I gotta see that. And I was like, oh no. And that's when I told him, I'm like, I knew that this was the town that had that. He's like, and you didn't tell me? I'm like, and I told him why I didn't. And he started laughing. He's like, well, all right. There's something I gotta see here. Anyway, so we made the little detour. We spent about, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes there looking at the big giant statue of Superman and going into the comic book store that they had there. And it was pretty cool. Anyway, he thought it was cool. The kids thought it was cool. All right, so we got in the car and we started driving and you know, excited about the eclipse and talking about the Superman and all of that. And then we just hit this huge blanket. I don't know what it was, blanket, cloud, fog. It was just thick, thick fog. Okay. Blanket of fog is what I'm calling it. Just a thick amount of fog. And you couldn't see the sky, nothing. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Oh my goodness. I thought it was going to be clearer and I wasn't sure. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope it's not like that where we're going. And when we had left Metropolis, it was actually partly cloudy and, you know, sunny. And I'm thinking like, should we just turn around? Should we turn around? So we're talking about turning around and going back to that Metropolis town to watch the solar eclipse. And as we kept going, we passed a town called Joppa, okay? And Joppa is actually the city that, if you know anything of the Bible, that Jonah fled to instead of going to Nineveh, because God had said, go to Nineveh to tell the people to repent from their ways and come to God. Jonah was, you know, scared of doing that. So he fled to Joppa. And anyway, that's where it all happened, where he got swallowed up by the whale, the story. And you can go read it at the Bible, right? In the Bible. So we passed Joppa and I was like, oh, wow, what does Joppa mean? Well, I didn't look at it at all. And we knew that it was related to the Bible, but we didn't know that at that time. I didn't look at it because I was like, all like, should we turn around? Should we turn around? Should we turn around? And I still didn't feel like it was I felt like it was going to clear up. But at the same time, I was like, oh my gosh, I ruined it. Oh my goodness. I picked it. You know, it's like that feeling of like, should I turn around? Right. So then as we're driving, towards Anna, we're still like having this discussion. We're like, wow, we've never seen this cloud, the clouds or the fog so thick. It's been a while since we saw fog that thick. So, all right, we're going. And then all of a sudden, we see a town, Karnak, and you know, whatever. And then again, I'm going to tell you the meanings of these things later, as just let me tell you the little story of how it all happened. But Karnak, and then at the moment we weren't sure. And so actually Donnie keeps going straight instead of turning left to go to Anna. And so he keeps going straight and we're like, well, what are we going to do? And we're like, well, let's just drive a little further. So he goes a little straighter and then we're like, well, just turn around. Oh, he missed the turn. That's right. He missed the turn. And he's like, well, let me just go up here and I'm going to turn around. And it happened to be by a cemetery in a town called Cyprus. So as we turned around, I didn't know this. Donnie tells me later that as he was turning around and around at that cemetery, he thinks of his dad who passed away a few years ago in 2022. And he gets teary-eyed. You know, he was thinking of his dad and, you know, of his dad's dreams and things that he probably had in his heart and passing away in his late 60s. You know, it's like you think, you're like, that's so young, you know? And that really, you know, saddened my husband. And he, you know, Donnie was like, you know, tears were kind of rolling down his eyes. I didn't see this. He was telling me that. Well, maybe not rolling down his eyes, but his eyes were watering. Okay. So we make the turn and he's like, well, what do you want to do? At that instant, I'm like, I was reminded again of Anna. Okay. Of that important, that word that I heard back in October of 2023 and the number 4. And I'm like, yeah, we're not turning back around. We're going to Anna. We're going to Anna. Let's go. And so I felt like this was for a reason and we're going. Okay. So we didn't know what was going to happen in Anna, but anyway, till we got there. So as we're going along, we're passing different little towns and then we finally get to, Anna. And the first thing we see is it says, spend time in Anna. And guess what? The skies were clear. They were blue. As we pulled up to the city park, no one was there. Hardly. There were maybe 10 cars. Beautiful park up on a hill with some trees and near a golf course. So, you know, it was very beautiful. And as soon as I got there, I'm like, this is exactly how I have envisioned. There was a nice breeze in the air. I mean, it was just beautiful. Okay. So peaceful, so wonderful. The town was so quaint, so beautiful. And I just knew it. I felt so much peace. I'm so glad that we didn't turn around. And we started talking about that. We're like, aren't you glad we didn't turn around to go back to Metropolis? And in some way, we started talking. This is back again, back when we went back home, is when we started talking about how we're so glad we didn't turn back around to Metropolis. And the whole idea of, like, you know, the Egyptian, if you know anything of the Bible, again, the Egyptians were always talking about, the Israelites were always talking about going back to Egypt and instead of going to the promised land. And there was always complaining and the thing and then that and this and that and that, that whole thing with the Israelites doing that. But I'm so glad, looking back, that we went to Anna instead of going to Metropolis, which was, again, think about it, Metropolis being like, you know, a man, right? A town that glorifies Superman, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, and then Anna is, if basically means favored, it means grace, it means gift. Our last child is named Anna, Carissa, which means a gift of grace. You know, Anna and grace are about the same, but it means the same, you know. But what I'm saying is that in that, even then, we knew, you know, it's the gift of God. Our kids' names all have a meaning and it tells a story. I look back and I'm like, it's kind of still tells a story of our life as well. So as we're talking about the names of the cities and talking about purpose, talking about our life path and what to do and what's the next plan and all of that, I'm like, I know that there's meaning in these names of these towns that we went through. So we started pulling it up because I was like, you know, it started when that, because I wanted to look up Joppa. So we looked up Joppa and then it said, oh, it's the city, you know, that Jonah fled to, and there's another meaning to it too. But then I looked up Karnak, and Karnak means ear, attentive, and heart. But it also, there's a temple of Karnak, which the Egyptians believed that is where creation began. So, which is interesting because for us, we've been talking about the garden. For us, we always, when we talk about the garden, is a place, right? You could say, oh, it's the garden, like Garden of Eden. Well, for us, it's like a meaning, a deeper meaning of when you are in the will and presence and doing the thing that God wants you, would like, you know, like a purpose, right? Garden is kind of in some way doing your purpose, doing the thing that delights you, doing the thing that brings you much joy. Your desires are there, right? It's like the garden. Everything is beautiful, fruitful, abundant. And so we call it the garden. Like, get back to the garden, like the Garden of Eden. The other place that we passed by was that town where the cemetery was in. We didn't know what the town was called until later, and we found that the town was called Cyprus. And Cyprus means longevity, endurance, but also means mourning. And it is known as a realm of the dead, according to the ancient mythology. All right, so we're looking all this up, and then we hit another town. We're looking on the map and looking at the path that we took. There's a town called Dongola, and we're like, Dongola, that's funny. Anyway, in that, we ended up finding out that the word Dongola means red brick. And okay, my husband's out here talking on the phone while I'm in the car. I don't think he knows I'm in here. Anyway, so Dongola means red brick. Guys, okay, listen, listen, to us, that was a big, big deal. Like, wake up, hear it, hear it. And I told you back when we left on our journey to travel full time for 2 years, I've told you many times before, if you haven't heard it, you're probably new here. But when my husband was having a really hard time in his business, he went to the beach. We were in we were in Charlestown, Rhode Island. It was a beach town. And we were staying there for about a month. And he went out walking the beach where there were beautiful, whole bunch of pebbles everywhere. And he was walking, kind of kicking the pebbles as he tells the story. He looks down and he sees like an antique brick, an old brick, and he picks it up and he looks at it. And then it's like a whole brick, but definitely like it's been splashing around in water over the years, right? Not broken up or anything, but he turns it over and guess what, guys? Our last name, Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, is written on this brick, okay? Now, our name's not like Jones or Johnson or Smith, something that's very common. I don't think there's a lot of Tuttles out there. Anyway, so our last name, and my husband found it. He brings it home. As soon as he shows it to me, I'm like, I knew right away. I'm like, that's from God. Like, that's the literal, tangible sign that we are on the right path, honey. We are doing the right thing. So, again, here we are going to the eclipse. We pass a town called Dongola. And the Dongola, guess what it means? Red brick. And this is right before Anna. So as we're hearing all of this, we're like, what in the world? You know, it got our attention because there's something here. And so as we look at the names of all of these things, all of this route that we were on, this place, you know, we're looking and we're like, okay, what does this mean? Okay, so we're like, well, Metropolis and Joppa and Garnet, Cyprus, one. So to us, it means like, you know, think about Metropolis, Superman. Okay. Think about Superman. He was always in disguise. He didn't want people to know who he really was and his superpowers. And I told my husband, I'm like, honey, you know, there are things in his life that I feel in his personal life that I know as a wife that he hasn't really fully stepped into the thing that I believe God's calling him to do. I believe that all of us have something that is there, that the thing that we know, that we know, that we know, that is the thing that is in our deepest part of our heart that we know that we should be pursuing or going after. And I don't like to use the word should all the time, but I do sometimes. But what I mean is like, this is a direction. This is a thing. This is a will. Think about Jesus, okay? If you've never watched The Chosen, go on and watch it because we started watching it and it's just so beautiful and it's so beautifully made. But Jesus, knowing his calling, knowing the thing and the reason that he was here for, that's the thing that I believe that we all have that within us. We have this thing that God's like, hey, do this. Say this, be here, be there, and don't be scared. Don't hide like Superman. Don't put a disguise and be somebody else. You know, embrace your superpowers. Embrace that who you are. So as I started looking at that, I was like, well, what if we turn it around? So there was a time back in 2010, I think. It was a little bit after we had our daughter, Anna, which a lot of people call her Anna, but it's Anna. And where my husband got this very strong, clear word, which was also supernatural. He was actually flying through colors, is how he describes it. And he just had this whole information download come to him from the heavenlies, saying that he has, that everyone has a gift, and wherever it turns, it will prosper. And so he's like, yes, that is what I call the garden. That is, well, he calls it too, that is the thing that we all have, like our superpower, right? That we have a gift that wherever it turns, it prospers. So after that, he always hung on to that. And it was, okay, he got it in the message in 2010. And 2017 is when we left our town and we started traveling and all of that. And I'm not going to tell you all the details of that, of what led to all of that. But we found the brick. And that's always, for me, that's always been like one of those things that I lean on and say, God, you always show up. You do. You always show up. And then from there, you know, there was a bit of a because I'm trying to kind of match it with this, you know, seeing the cemetery and be reminded of his dad and stuff. But that's basically like, you know, you could see it as death, but also the meaning of Cypress is like longevity and endurance. There's an endurance there, but also, yes, there is a sadness in that too. But so there was a period that, you know, since then we've been kind of, and I'm going to say we, but it's more like I said, I'm a support to my husband. So we've been like going in and out of understanding where God is leading us, because we were just saying, okay, God, what next? Is this it? Is that it? And I always kind of feel when I see my husband, you know, going into one thing, into another. And I'm like, just be yourself sometimes, you know, I'm thinking like, be yourself. Don't keep high. You're fine. Just be yourself. And again, thinking about that brings me to the next place, which was carnic, which means ear, attentive, and heart. And I remember when we were in Coeur d'Alene, Coeur d'Alene also means heart. And I remember there that I just felt like there was something happening in the spirit. There was a refining. There was a deep work that was being done in us as well. But now, as I'm hearing it, it's like it's God saying, "Take heart, hear me, pay attention of what I want to do." Right? And again, there was again that same thing. It goes along with Cypress and Carnic, where we were like we would hear and pay attention, but then it's like we go back to not doing the thing and not doing the thing and not doing the thing. So it's kind of like in some way we're like hiding, you know. I know I'm not being totally clear because this is all more so for us, but not to go into my whole spiritual journey, and I'm not going to go into that. But what I want you to receive out of this is that pay attention, if anything, to your signs, to your directions, to what you hear, that you know that you know that you know that you have something within you that needs to come forward into this world. If you are a seeker of truth, if you are a seeker of the spirit, and you love to dwell in that and feel that and understand that, hear it. Receive from the Spirit, receive from Holy Spirit, receive from God above, from the Christ within you. Receive what you have to hear, because a lot of times we just keep it and we don't do anything with it. And hey, you know what? I'm still trying to really understand my thing too. And what I've been saying with my, and I say my thing is like, you know, there are dreams and desires that I have of stuff that I want to do. And a lot of times I'm just like, I don't go forward in it because I feel, you know, like why, or I don't know, or I don't understand it, or how it would be. And that's the thing, I complicate it. So anyway, that is all I wanted to say. I know this is very long and I didn't mean to drag on so long, but I want you to have a wonderful rest of your week. Until we talk again, good morning, sunshine.